Hello, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your markets for today.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Well, stability seen midweek in livestock markets were unable to hold out today as traders flooded the market, ready to liquidate positions at the end of September. October live cattle futures locked in limit losses of $3 per hundredweight. Buyers' interest was unwilling to step in front of the massive steamroller, and prices plummeted lower. Lean hog and cattle markets held contract lows and aggressive triple-digit losses today. Stock markets were higher in light trade, with the Dow Jones 181 points higher, NASDAQ up 49 points. Any hope of rebuilding support in the live cattle futures complex at the end of September was quickly dashed today as sharp losses flooded into the complex. Triple-digit losses were seen in all contracts, with limit losses holding front-month October futures locked under $100 per hundredweight. Closing at this level was an extremely bearish way to start out the fourth quarter and the month of October. This pressure continued to create uncertainty through the entire complex, which limited commercial and investment interest. Sharp losses quickly moved into feeder cattle futures today, although after initial pressure developed, trade volume slowed and markets remained under pressure in light trade. October feeder cattle futures held $3 per hundredweight losses by midday, while the rest of the complex traded from $3.25 to $4 per hundredweight lower. And grain futures were mixed today after a choppy overnight session. While ag traders waited on today's grain summaries, investors worried about troubles at Germany's biggest bank and end of the month and quarter position squaring. Corn prices were a little lower today after trading in a range of just a penny and a half during most of the overnight session. December futures, though, held to a consolidation pattern this week following Monday's break, with only light harvest hedge pressure coming in. Soybeans tried to firm after rejecting a move to new 3-week lows overnight, but traders remained wary of surprises, both from today's report and USDA's next production estimate due out October 12th. Wheat was mostly a little lower, while Minneapolis again tried to buck the consolidation trend seen in winter wheat contracts. That's all of your markets for today. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.